Now, Barto has something each fall. You know, I've never gotten to the cabin, Barto Academy.
Oh, yes.
They have it every year. Mama's all excited because
they have
getting it ready.
They have a fall festival thing.
Are you fixing? Do you fix things usually?
Oh, yes. They have an arts and crafts section, and all of us donate. Then, for the last several years, you wouldn't believe it possible. We got an old wood range. We put it in an old building that, as long as I can remember, has been behind that school. It used to be used as a music room. And the music teachers, pupils, went out there to get the noise of the lessons of the practice and all away from the school building. And it still was still standing. So we patched it up. It had a stove for the midnight. We patched it up. We got this old stove, this old range. And we got country ham. And I think they made around 700 or 800 bacon powdered biscuit.
Oh,
those mothers up there. And we said ham biscuit, and that, which is a biscuit split open with little fried country ham in it, and turnip greens, and that back. And we couldn't wait on the people. It made more money than anything else at the
convent. Who thought of you?
We had pound cakes. And oh, it entertained the children so to see a fire that would rain. They actually, of course, they had electric ovens to warm the biscuit and all that kind of thing, sitting in an inconspicuous place. But they just, oh, they just loved that old iron frying pan and that iron range with the fire in it. No.
Who came up with that? Who came up?
I think Betty Calhoun and Beth Weeks.
And they
started that idea.
Wasn't that clever? People just over that.
Well, you'd just be surprised, the people. And of course, they just served at noon. But people really went for that.
That's right.
Turnip greens. One year they had Lye Harmony. And then they had Lye Soap for sale. I got my former maid. New ham. Now there's another lost art, making lye soap. She made us a pot of lye soap. Several people.
What kind of, is it coming bars?
You cut it out, spade to wash for. And you let it get cold and it congeals and hardens.
In the pot?
In the pot.
Okay.
And then you just cut it out.
And that's how you soak it?
And you would think that, that it wouldn't be in bars, you know. It'd be just like, the shape of it, so it would be just like a round cheese, if you've ever seen one of those.
Uh-huh.
Cut like that. And people used to use it in the kitchen. People used to do the laundry with it when they did the laundry by hand. And particularly farming people, that the overalls would get so dirty.
And people in the arts and crafts thing really liked it.
No, they didn't go for it much, but it was a curiosity.
To see it, yeah, I guess.
To see lye like soap.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen it. But
homemade soap, you know. It's pretty and white. It's made with lye and bacon drippings.
Bacon drippings.
Yes. Great.
And you boil that down and